Thank you and good morning. Another wet, wintry morning in Humboldt County. As of 5:15 this morning, the PG&E power outage map showed that about 150 customers in southern Humboldt are without power. And in the Humboldt Hill area, another 40 or so customers have been affected by trees coming into contact with power lines as winter rains, hail, and snow continue to impact the region. Another 40 or so PG&E customers in Orleans are without power this morning, and restoration for all is expected later today. The Weather Service has forecasted that we will see more rain and less snow and hail beginning today, but the weekly forecast still looks bleak, with rain expected through Friday. Winter weather has made driving in Humboldt rather treacherous in the past 2 days as rain, hail, and snow have impacted roadways across the region. There was a reported fatal rollover collision in Neyland yesterday morning that left at least one person dead, and the CHP traffic information page was a nonstop list of minor accidents and impacts to roads and highways. The snow level dropped to 500 feet during the latest storm, and motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before they leave home. The route they wish to take may be unavailable or may have been impacted by the weather, such as Route 1 in Mendocino County near Rockport that was affected by a rock and mudslide last night. County supervisors meet for the first time in 2017 this morning, and they will formally announce Virginia Bass as chair and Ryan Sundberg as vice chair. The board will also finalize committee and board appointments. Supervisor Bass has requested the board adjourn in honor of the passing of Judge Harold Neville and for Bob Fox as well, in memory of both men's service to the county. It will take a 4/5 vote to approve a joint powers agreement between the District Attorney's Office and the California Victim Compensation Board through 2018 to the tune of $380,000. The money will fund a local victim witness program, and the county will be reimbursed for costs up to the agreed amount over the life of the contract. The board is also expected to approve a contract between the county and the architectural firm Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto for $1.8 million for the design of the reentry and resource center construction project at the county jail. It will take a 4/5 vote to approve that item as well. There are three key presentations scheduled for today's supervisors' meeting, the first from the Aviation Division with a report on its actions in 2016. The second presentation comes from the County Agricultural Commissioner on the county's track and trace program for the cultivation of medical marijuana. The Ag Department has begun a new pilot tracking program for growers who will have a Humboldt origin stamp on their product that will be sold at 5 dispensaries across the state. 10 cultivators have been chosen for the program, along with 4 manufacturers and wholesalers, for a total of 35 registered sites for the project. The third presentation will come from the CAO's office, primarily regarding the schedule for the county's award-winning community budget meeting format. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The issue of homelessness in the county, particularly in Eureka, was a front-burner issue in 2016, and the same issue confronts lawmakers and local elected officials in 2017. And when combined with the need for mental health care, it seems a daunting task for small rural counties like Humboldt to address. Supervisor Rex Bone spoke about the need to address mental health at the state level, and he said that the rural county representatives of California have made the need for mental health care a top priority.
With us, RCRC, we're 35 counties, but we're small. But we actually have a pretty good voice. We've got great lobbyists. We've got great policy people, and we do get listened to. And it's part of our platform. It's part of the things we're working on. And combined, even with CSAC, we work together with CSAC on a lot of stuff. I think the state realizes there's a big issue.
Bone said on Talk Shop that Virginia Bass, who has been a key player in addressing homelessness in her district, the city of Eureka, has traveled to other areas to learn how communities deal with the revolving door of mental health and crime.
Virginia's working on a big program. She went to Florida and Texas and looked at jails and stuff with mental health units in them because they all have touches with law enforcement and trying to figure out where these people should be after they are incarcerated so they can get treatment rather than reincarcerating them for doing things they don't realize they're doing.
There are no easy answers to the issues of homelessness and mental health, and you can be assured they will both be in the headlines in 2017. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.